Welcome to In the Garden with Keith Ramsey from the Garden Supply Company in Cary, North Carolina. We know better, so you grow better.
So when it gets cold outside, everybody thinks that gardening comes to a halt, but some of the most interesting plants, in my opinion, bloom during the wintertime or really show off during the wintertime. So it's an interesting time to, and it's also a really good time to plant plants. They go through very little stress through the wintertime. People always think they're going to be too cold. They're sitting out in the nursery in a pot. So if you can get that pot down into the soil, it'll start growing roots. We grow roots throughout the winter. So it's a perfect time to plant, but it's also a good time to go to the nursery and look at plants. There's a lot of plants that bloom all winter long or throughout the winter. Camellias in the south are one that just consistently bloom. There's two types of camellias. There's a Sasanque that starts blooming in the fall. It's a smaller leaf and a little bit smaller flower, but a more profuse bloomer. And within the Sasanquas, there's hundreds of varieties, pink, white, red, and lots of different size plants. But Sasanquas start blooming in October, November. They'll bloom October, November, December, January for about 2.5-3 months, depending on the variety of the plant. And then japonicas, which is a larger leaf camellia and a larger bloom, will pick up, and then they bloom on into the winter and in spring. So they'll start blooming in December, January, February, March, and finish up in the beginning of April. And camellias are more like, japonicas are more like a large rose flower or a peony flower. It's a flower that's probably 4 to 5 inches across, 6 inches across, and full of color. Again, whites, pinks, reds, yellow stamens woven through the flower. It's a great cut flower to bring in and use in a vase or put a float in a bowl. But camellias, even without flowers on them, have just dark, shiny green leaves. It's a perfect plant 12 months out of the year to fill a space in your garden.
So because it blooms in the winter, does that mean it doesn't bloom in the summer?
Exactly. But most of the things that bloom in the winter bloom for a long period of time. There aren't as many pollinators out, so that they need a few warm days to get pollinated so they can produce seed. So most all of the winter blooming stuff will bloom a lot longer than summer blooming. Summer blooming will come into bloom. Azaleas are a good example. They come into bloom and they bloom like crazy when pollinators are out, and then they go out of bloom and they're done. So you get 2 to 3, 4 weeks of blooms and then they wrap it up. Camellias really get 2 to 3 months of solid bloom time. And that's from a one bloom to peak bloom and then back down to one, but a really good show of flowers for a long period of time. And the other thing that's interesting about winter plants, a lot of them are very fragrant because they need pollinators to pollinate. They're extremely fragrant to get the few pollinators that are out and about in the wintertime to come to them. Daphne is one of those plants. It's a plant that smells, it's got probably the most fragrance of anything that out there. I always tell people it smells like Fruit Loops, and it really truly does when you smell it. It's the Fruit Loops cereal. If you can bring back that smell, that's what it smells like. But Daphne will bloom for a long period of time through the wintertime. And it's a plant that Daphnes are a little tricky in our soil. That the clay is heavy, and if they get overwatered, they'll fail. But once you get one established and it's doing well, it'll live 10 years, 20 years. I always tell people to plant 3 of them, but don't plant them together. Plant them and scatter them around the yard. It's a plant we guarantee for a year, but if you plant 3 of them, you're probably going to replace one of them. It's a tough plant to establish, but once it's established, it'll be one of your favorite plants through the wintertime. Fatsy is another one. Fatsy is a tropical looking plant, big leafy foliage. And in the wintertime, it blooms with a round sphere up on top of the plant. Bees and pollinators go crazy over it in the middle of the wintertime. So when we have those warm days in the middle of the winter and bees are back out trying to forage for nectar or pollen, they're all over a Fatsy. And in that same kind of hellebores is a perennial that blooms for a long period of time. It's an evergreen plant, super easy to establish and very long lived. Usually once you plant a hellebore, you'll have them there forever. It'll seed itself and generate babies. But it again is a great pollinator plant. One of the plants that doesn't help much with nectar, but helps with pollen in the spring are conifers. And conifers in the wintertime is a good time to take a look at the garden. You've lost everything that's deciduous or that dies back to the ground. You lost your perennials. And a lot of times a garden can look sparse. It's a good time to look at the bones of a garden and figure out where you really need something that's lacking. You've got a garden that was all perennials and there's really nothing there at this point in time. So to go out and put in evergreens in an area like that, like a camellia, conifers are they're a perfect contrast to a camellia. You've got the needled evergreen. You might have a chartreuse or golden foliage up against that dark green, big, bold leaves. So it's a great plant to add to the winter landscape. Red twig and yellow twig dogwoods are another one. It's a deciduous plant, but it's one that shows off in the wintertime. It's a nice leafy plant through the year, but in the wintertime, you've got really brilliant red foliage or red stems or yellow stems. And if you plant contrasting ground cover underneath it, the red twigs with creeping jenny or something like that underneath it really shows off the plant. And then red twigs and snow obviously just makes it really pop. A lot of the garden pictures, we don't have that very often, but when we do, it really shows off that plant. And another deciduous plant with winter berries, which is a deciduous holly. Hollies are great for pollinators. They're great for honeybees.
And decking the halls.
Exactly. And decking the halls. And the winter berry is actually definitely one of those plants. So it's a deciduous holly. It drops all its leaves and it's got nothing but red berries all over it. When we can find it, it's always a great plant to decorate with. You've got a stick that's just covered in red berries and nothing else to distract your view. So the winter berries are a super plant in the wintertime. In the spring, I didn't say it's almost even an ugly plant. It's or just a leafy green plant, nondescript, but it surprises you in the fall. You'll see the berries and they're green and they're, you know, starting to turn red, but all of a sudden the foliage turns yellow and you can see red berries, and then the foliage drops and you've just got a big display of berries on top of the stems, which is really pretty. Another perennial plant that I always love to plant is arum. And arum's kind of it's an anomaly of a plant. The foliage starts coming up. It's a perennial plant and the foliage starts coming up in the fall when everything else is dying back. So you'll have these deeply veined leaves, almost like a hosta looking plant. So you've got this tropical leafy plant coming out of the ground in the fall when everything else is dying back. So it's a nice plant to add to a hosta garden or a shade garden. And then in the summertime, when all the other plants are coming up, its foliage is dying back and it'll bloom and then it produces a berry stalk, and the berry stalk stays on top of the plant on the stem and just dries onto the stem. And then usually you'll end up with new plants coming up from those berries. But it's a super neat plant for the wintertime. And then the other annual plants, there aren't a lot of annual plants for the wintertime. Not summertime's definitely wins when it comes to annuals. The main annual plant that you put out are pansies or violas. And pansies have always had a name of being the weak or the not so strong, but pansies hold up better than anything. They're super easy in the wintertime. They can take the cold. They can handle a fair amount of drought. Violas are even better than that. It's a little bit smaller flower, but they'll give you a ton of color. Looking at the landscape, coming up with where you've got holes and evergreen plants, conifers, and then perennials in front of those where you've got some holes from losing your summer perennials. And then finishing off, when I plant pansy beds, I usually try to plant, I'll pop up one plant in here or there occasionally, but I usually try to plant decent sized beds of them. They're inexpensive to go in. They make a serious difference in the winter landscape, and they give you a focal point. Gardens are never going to look pristine in the wintertime. You always feel like you're missing something. Leaves are gone or plants are dormant. It's not quite as exciting as the spring or summer. So it kind of distracts your view. It gives you a focal point of nothing but color. And if you keep them fertilized and keep them watered, they will carry your garden through the winter.
Thanks for listening. This episode is complete. If you're in the Raleigh area, find the Garden Supply Company at 1421 Old Apex Road in Cary, North Carolina. Find out more on our website at mygardensupplycompany.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Garden Supply Co. Until next time, we know better, so you grow better.